You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Hey, welcome to the After Horror Podcast with me, Paul.
Me, Mike.
Me, Jeff.
And me, Dan.
This week, we speak about acorn dicks. We discuss killer koalas from outer space. And we talk about Harry Potter, more like Harry Rotter, am I right? Enjoy.
Gents, what have you been doing in your spare time?
Mixing it up.
Yeah, change it up a little bit.
I don't have any spare time. I thought you meant you've been mixing it up.
Oh, no, cheering his like
ducking,
drum and bass
diving,
MCing. You've been doing any concerts lately?
Did you get any job offers off the back of?
Did you get any feedback?
I don't think there are people I know that have listened to it yet. Although my wife found it fucking funny.
We need a cough button. We need cough buttons. That's the next step.
We'd never cough keep buttons. Up all cheers racist out there.
He's like got Tourette's, but it's only for racism.
Only for people.
You can't do that because I never gave it away. What the bleep was over.
Oh. The bleep is over, and so is cheers.
We got something else to bleep there.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, good. I've been alright. No, I've not done a lot, mate. I've became a little bit obsessed with a mobile game that's not very good, but it is exactly my right kind of weird.
Isn't that all mobile games?
Yeah.
Yeah, they know how to tap into whatever little thing in your brain that keeps you addicted. I don't know how they do it.
Do be releasing that dopamine, so I've been dopamining, let me tell you.
I'll get into one for a while. Then I won't play them for months.
Yeah.
But then I'll see it again, the app there, and I'll go, oh, I'll have a little game of that. And then that's me for physics balls, I really like.
I got some physics balls here.
I Love Hugh was the last one I did.
I Love Hugh. Does Hugh love you back?
Firmly Whitney.
Nobody loves me.
Oh, I do. We love you.
Love you, man.
That's to do with hues of colours.
I know.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Cheer, what you been doing?
Oh, watching a lot of movies, really. No, I've got sick of it.
That's Paul's job.
I'm a DVD collection. No, just
that's still Paul's his job.
What, to watch Cheers DVD?
Yeah. You might as well, because you watch them and then hand them off to him, because you've now got the Blu-ray. So technically, he's watching your collection.
I don't. What I do is when people give me boxes of DVDs and Blu-rays, which they do for some reason, I take the good ones. No, that's not true. I just take what I want, and then if I've got doubles or whatever, I'll give them
which
shit.
Is quite likely with your collection now.
Yes, but always likely. I've thinned it out recently.
I was going to make a hair joke, but I can't do that.
Did you watch anything of note?
I've just done all seven Resident Evil films. Done the Fallen trilogy.
So no, then.
But go for a load of old 90s thrillers like Hard Rain, Chain Reaction.
That is my
wheelhouse. Yeah, just sort of going through them.
Love 90s thrillers. Copycat's great.
Yeah, because I started sorting out all my DVD collection and realised how many doubles I actually had on the same shelf. But yeah, so I've just been going, oh, I want to watch that one, So I chucked them to the side and yeah.
So when I look at my Blu-rays, I think I've got doubles and I'm like, nope. My eyes are fucked.
Do you know what I do? I look at my Blu-rays and DVDs and then I see if I can find them on a streaming service. And if I can't, I just choose something on the streaming service.
Yeah. Funny.
Dan?
I've been quite fucking busy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like lots of work. Signed back up to the gym, as you guys know. So yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Getting ripped.
Well, it's more just...
Not getting fat.
Yeah, not getting fat and just trying to find that mental stroke.
Dan doesn't do cardio. So. Do you do
No.
That? No. Dan's like, drive to the gym. That's my cardio.
Yeah.
Cardio.
The car, like, getting from the car to the gym is I'm getting on like...
Right. They're like, you're running again. Yeah,
2 minutes rest. And I'm hitting the weights. Good session.
Let's have a quick coffee first.
Pre-train. That'll get you going.
Oh, that stuff.
What?
Pre-train.
Rocket fucking fuel.
I've avoided it for like...
No, it's my go-to.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, base of alanine. Love it.
Does a full set in 5 seconds.
It is fun. I used to just drink it sometimes for no reason.
It's just for the
if you
I've
do one and a
it.
Half the recommended dose, it's good.
Okay, excellent.
Does make you feel sweaty though, it's weird. Like that.
Yeah, okay. It's the bait around it. And the tingles.
Yeah.
Face tingles as well. And the ears.
Oh,
they'll
that's
get
that.
You.
Did you remember that? What was that vitamin capsule I gave you that time?
Oh, yeah. A big fucking yellow.
Did you take it?
Yeah, of course I did. But
it's fucking weird, isn't it?
I don't know, because maybe I was doing like all the pre-training and everything at the time.
It's not. This is not illegal.
What's
drugs?
Niacin?
No.
Niacin? Niacin is a supplement. It's a, right. Like a, it's not a vitamin, I don't think. But it's a supplement. I can't remember what it's good for either. But when you take the capsule, it does a fucking weird thing to your body where it opens all of your blood vessels and capillaries at the same time.
What the fuck?
So you flush.
Yeah, betalanine. That's what it's there for.
It's so weird. And you get pins and needles literally from head to toe, and your face goes bright red, and it's so fucking weird.
Is that good?
Yes. Yeah, it's really good. It can get it will get loads of blood and everything to your muscles and things like that. It's good. No. It's
so weird.
Okay.
I love it.
I've got some downstairs. I'll check the date on them. If they're still good, I'll give you one. It's
no, give
them
anyway.
So weird.
No, I'm good.
Give them anyway. I'll drive home.
It doesn't affect you like that. It's just that weird. Oh, it's so weird.
You know, I've probably fucking mentioned this before, but you know, in the 90s where the fucking WWF at the time were getting done about steroids.
I didn't watch.
There was a big inquiry about like all the wrestlers doing steroids.
Really?
And Vince was like, no, definitely not.
No, let me just go and get my wee sample.
So here's the thing: the steroids got banned, and obviously most of them carried on doing it. But in order to get round of it, Vince was like, oh hey. You can get the same gains from human growth hormone. And they were like, oh, okay. And how are you going to get that? And they used to, in whatever town they were in, they would go, they had a deal with the local morgue where they would go and take from the adrenal gland of dead people human growth hormone and then sterilize the needle and directly inject it into the wrestlers and bodybuilders, because he had a bodybuilding league for about 2 years that failed at the minute that the steroid ban happened. But yeah, like
funny that
Hogan, there was a point in Hogan's life where he was literally fucking.
It just turned from over the counter to under counter, basically.
Yeah, the Rock's that big naturally.
And yeah, he's not. He drinks his special tequila. Yeah.
Why do you think he's never got his dick out?
He can't. It's an acorn.
I'm not saying you can't get that big naturally.
I don't think you can.
It would be fucking hard.
Speaking of Dick Acorns, which is a great name for a detective.
Or a band.
Why did you look at Chip?
Hi, I'm Dick Acorn. It's because he said you've got a dick like an acorn. Do you know that's why the head of your dick is called the glands? And the reason it's called the glands is because they're like, Cheers writing this down.
Making notes.
It's
right?
Because the Latin glanus means acorn. And because it looks like an acorn in its shell.
Okay.
Those of you who aren't cut. And that's, that's why the head of your penis is called the glands. Back when I was doing a gaming channel on YouTube, my most viewed video is a game called Shower With Your Dad Simulator.
Yeah.
And at the start of it, I was like, I put some like ragtime music and I was like, there are going to be penises in this video. But I was like, tallywhackers, todgers, penile, furry based pillars of erectile supremacy. And I had this massive list of like all the penis kind of words I could come out with. I will send it to you so you can put it in.
And now we know why you are the way you are.
I really
literally been thinking about penises for a very long time.
I really like the meme. That every episode Mike reveals a new YouTube channel or podcast or something that he's done.
You knew I did a gaming YouTube channel.
I'm sure I did. It just makes me laugh.
I did it about around the same time that I started this.
You
with
made
you.
Me forget what I was looking up to.
Is it penises?
Fucking how dare you?
Sorry, bro. Penises. It was penises.
What have you
acorn.
Been up to?
Oh, that was it actually. Yeah.
There you go.
Because you know. Cabinet building stuff, and also I tell you the films that I've been watching, because I've seen some real good films lately. So Poor Things, really fucking good.
What's it about?
It's hard to say.
Okay. Helpful.
Well, I'm going to tiptoe around a little quick one. It's just tiptoe around the spoiler. So Emma Stone's in it.
Okay.
She's kind of created, I won't tell you how, because that's part of the plot.
Yep, fine.
By the mad doctor who is ugly guy whose name I can't remember.
Move on.
He's not in important. Spider-Man. He's the Green Goblin.
Willem Dafoe.
And she goes off to explore the world.
You know, if you speak really nice to him, he becomes Willem Dafriend.
Did you hear that time? He apparently had to have a body double for a film because his penis was abnormally large.
Yeah. I've heard that quite a bit recently. Also, Blade Runner at the cinema the other night. That was a treat. Mm. Second time I've seen it at the cinema, to be fair. But, The Beekeeper.
Is that good?
Amazing.
Well, it's Jason Statham.
If you like, it's a Jason Statham.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what you're getting.
Okay, I've not heard of that one.
You know, the issue...
Oh, an American Fiction, which was amazing.
The issue I've got with Jason Statham films is that Crank 1 and 2 exist, and that's peak.
I watched both of them the other night.
Amazing. Remember when he starts having sex in the middle of that fucking stadium?
They're fucking mental.
They are.
I love those films.
Because I watched the Transporter films like a few days before. Yeah. I'm on a Statham kick. They're so fucking funny.
Have you watched Death Race? Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah, it's on the list.
They're all right, actually. I don't mind them.
I didn't know there was
I love all of them. They're all the same film. All of them. Except Wrath of Man, which I watched the other night. That is a fucking incredible film. Like, it's a brilliant fucking film. It's on your Plex.
Yeah, I feel
like... it's Guy Ritchie directed Jason Statham.
Just because it's on my Plex, it doesn't necessarily mean I've watched it.
Oh, right, okay. I assumed you...
There's some... I love that Jason Statham can never decide what accent he's doing.
It's British up until the last word when he tries to roll an R. He goes, "Yeah, mate, it's all about the bugger."
The what? The bugger?
It's all about it's all about the buggering.
It's the only word you think of.
Is it now? You're spending too much time with me. Speaking of sin, we all watched a film. That's a good segue.
Yeah.
We watched
a shit film.
The Robert Shushel noise. We have been watching together, yeah. Cuddled up like Bert and Ernie.
I was on his lap. Bed.
We bought a special blanket with armholes that just goes across all of us.
But because we have to protect fragile masculinity, it's called a thuggy, not a snuggy.
And it's got pockets for your shades that you can just pop on. Thug lifestyle-y.
And you...
It's all right, mate. Paul's had dysfunction.
Happens to people your age. It's all right, every now and then. Oh, no. For those of you listening, Paul's microphone drooped a little bit, and we found it very funny.
And that is a metaphor for his penis.
We have talked a lot about dicks so far.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you've been on this podcast for quite some time.
Yeah, well, I think we're above average at the moment.
I think we all have above average dicks, so I agree.
I mean, considering we've all got one, I think we're allowed to.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. What do you think? Average is like 2-3?
What, dicks?
Ain't that big? Yeah. Oh, you mean mil? Okay, yeah. Oh, thank God.
Mil. Is that in meters or mil? Anyway, we watched a film. The Robert Eggers classic, The Witch.
Yes.
Also known as The Witch, 2016.
Roald Dahl did a real good job on this one.
Cheer, hit us with some facts.
Right, the budget was $4
million. Sick.
The opening weekend in US-Canada was $8.8 million.
Nice.
Gross UK Canada was $25 million.
Okay.
Gross worldwide $40.4 million.
Fuck yeah!
I can tell you from experience, half those people walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because they paid the ticket price, it doesn't mean they enjoyed the film.
Do you think that this film
sucks? Yes.
Do you think
boring? Yes.
Film was missold.
Yes, by you as a horror.
No, I mean, it literally is. It's about Satan, for the fuck's sake.
The trailer, yeah. Because if you watch the trailer, it looks like an out-and-out horror film.
It looks like The Nun. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's in woods and very scary. Oh, that's going to be a spooky time.
They had to do that to get bums in seats. Because if they'd given you a sort of a realistic trailer of the film,
put people to sleep.
Yeah, I don't think many people would have gone to see it.
I think there should have been toy tie-ins.
And I think,
like Philip plushies.
I think what, because I love it, by the way.
Me too.
I'm just going to say it.
Me too.
But Duffy, my wife, she hates it.
Real?
Yeah, she hated it at the cinema, and she hated it again this time.
Boring AF.
But the problem she has with it is the language, like the dialogue.
I can sort of live with that, although I do struggle, and I wonder what...
I liked it.
What's
do
the
you know
point
what?
In today's
fucking,
age?
The thing that bakes my noodle is that the family... The inciting incident is that the family are excommunicated for prideful conceit. And I had to look that up. I was like, what the fuck are you going on about? But basically, in the late 1600s, prideful conceit was like, oh, he thinks a bit too much of himself.
Yeah.
He like, out! He's get a, out of the fucking town!
He's a bit too good looking.
Puritans didn't like people to independently think
about anything. No. Yeah. So you could just be, you could literally be like, do you know what? I'm feeling pretty good about myself today. How are you? Well, you shouldn't be because you're a sinner.
And you're banished.
Off you go. Go and beg in private. Yeah. Great fucking film. Like a lot of Robert Eggers stuff, it's weird and it's just a big old metaphor and the ending leaves you going, okay? And you have to go and think about it. I've been doing more of that wanky film student bullshit that you guys hate. And I was listening to something. I'll tell you actually what it was, because some of you might care. Ages ago, I recommended a podcast called The Magnus Archives, which came to an end. There's actually more Magnus Archives now, but it's not quite. It's sort of a sequel set way in the future called The Magnus Protocol. Episodes 1 and 2 are out now. Go and listen to them. But that made me listen back to some of the Magnus Archives, and there was a Q&A. Johnny Sims, the writer of the Magnus Archives, put forward this really interesting idea. And most of you are going to go, yes, the death of the author. But it's this concept that once an author has put out a text, whatever that text is, if the thoughts and feelings and theories make sense, i.e. they're not just fantastical nonsense, then they can be applied to that text, because the text no longer belongs to the author. The author can make something with intent, but the interpretation is entirely individualized. I was like, individualistic? That's not correct words. Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting that, you know, that's literally what we do as a podcast, is we...
talk about
take a medium.
We take the text and then we disseminate it amongst the four of us, pick it apart, try to figure out what it means. Sometimes we talk about dicks. And I just thought that was really fascinating, that this idea of, you know, oh well, I thought this means this and you're right, but I can go, well actually I think this means this and I've got evidence and I'm right, and no one's right, actually right or wrong.
I sometimes fear that this is the problem with social media and things like that. There is too much of this is my opinion that you don't know where to think anymore. You're like, well, there's about 15 different opinions.
Yeah. Mm. You know, when someone's like post something, like, because I follow a lot of like joiners, you see someone post something they've built and you get like a million people saying how that's wrong.
But you're like, but they've built it.
It was done to his specification, how he wanted it. Fuck what you think.
This is like master joiners. And like, there's always people in the comments, that's wrong, I'd have done it this way. There's only one way to do it.
And we had that on our work one over how to splice a rope.
Yeah, fucking
literally, like, you'd be amazed the amount of arguments that went back and forward over how this rope should have been spliced.
People need a fucking life.
There's one way to do it. It's like, it's not right or wrong, yeah.
Consult the fucking experts who have been doing it for 15 plus years.
Yeah.
I'm never going to go up to someone and say, right, this is how you should do something, unless I'm the expert in it. And I'm not an expert.
This is like, you know, I teach people for a substantial part of my living. And it's amazing to me that, like, some of the kids that I teach, I'll be like, okay, I need you to do this. And they go, no, I'm going to do it this way. And you go, or...
you do it the right way.
And normally, the conversation normally goes like this, and it normally ends fine. I go, how old are you? They go, however old they are. usually 9, 10, 11. And I'm like, that's cool. I've been drumming for double your life. So shut up. This is exactly how you do it. I'm trying to save you 20 years.
It's interesting, actually, because I'm learning the piano or trying to learn the piano.
Amazing.
Thank you. And I've started watching YouTube videos and I've got a basic understanding, but I'm quickly realizing where I went wrong with the guitar and actually thinking about getting a proper tutor.
Yeah.
Because of exactly the reasons. They know the techniques. They know to the path to get you from A to Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most people will just jump. They'll go, here's A. That was fun. I don't want to do B, C, D.
Yeah,
we'll go E. This looks
bingo.
Good. This gets me to the next step. Then they'll get up to maybe F and just plateau because they didn't do B, C, D, 100%. Which will get them ready for G, E. 100%. I know I'm going to do exactly that. And if I want to make anything of the piano, but actually enjoy it and take it as far as I can take it, I should get somebody to teach me.
So pre-pandemic, I went and saw a drum clinic with a guy called, we're going on a tangent, but this is just life advice. It's fucking important.
What was wrong with him? Did they have like temperatures and
pre-pandemic, I went to a drum clinic by a guy called Chris Coleman, who's an fucking incredible drummer. Like, he bends time and space. When he gets going, you're like, sorry, what the fuck are you, what? And he did this, again, like, almost quite literally bent time. And so I'm like, how are you doing what you're doing with only four limbs? Because it definitely sounds like there's eight of you on that drum kit. And he was like, all I did on that stage right now was apply the 40 or so rudiments over years of experience. Right? And he said, it's all well and good learning the latest flashy drum fill. And there are trends, like there are Instagram drummers. There are trends. And it's like, that's amazing, but it's like building a penthouse but not putting in the lift to get to it.
Yep.
So it looks great, but fundamentally unusable.
That's true of anything you learn.
Learning a fancy...
Strong fundamentals.
Yeah. Learning a fancy trick is great. So many of my students can do stick tricks better than me.
Probably.
Right?
Because that's all they sit there and practice.
And I low-key get a bit jealous sometimes. They'd be like, I've got this one student, he's 15, and he'd be playing something, and he goes, how was that? And I was like, yeah, it's good. And he'll go, like a fucking ninja, both hands. And I'm like, fuck, that's cool.
Don't you want to kick him in his face?
Am I ever going to sit and learn that? And I'm like, no, I'm not ever going to sit and learn that because I focus on actually playing my instrument and trying to get better on it every time I play.
Techniques and refining.
Technique is so attractive to me.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
No, I'm attracted to things that involve technique.
Amen to that.
I'd like you to come and see me drum sometime.
I think
I'm not hitting on you, I am hitting on you.
I think it's a man thing anyway. We like to fix things. We like to build. We like, so, you know, technical is part of that.
As
that
someone
element.
Who has been very, very laid by playing the drums, I don't think it's just a man thing.
Mike's out there just single-handedly trying to bring syphilis back.
You're the reason fucking all the Victorian stuff's coming back, isn't it? Malnutrition and fucking scurvy.
Yeah, you're right.
No, that's because of all the anti-vaccine mums.
Fucked so well, I went back in time.
I'm not talking about the COVID vaccine, by the way. Just, you know, when they refuse to get their kids vaccinated for measles and shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it causes autism.
Dickheads.
the millions of autistic people that we've got as a result of the vaccinations.
I think most people are probably a bit autistic.
Yeah, but I think that's just people, how they get wired now. I don't know if autistic is a...
This is always funny to me now, as I keep seeing people, particularly celebrities, going, oh, I've just got my ADHD diagnosis. Oh, I've just got my autism diagnosis. Like, what do you mean? It's like a handbag. You've gone out and got your diagnosis. What the fuck are you talking
about? It is a fundamental part of you. You either are or you're not.
I've just found out I'm autistic. And then forever thereafter, all they post is shit about, I'm offended because this person is taking the piss out of autism. We don't like this. You've been autistic for 5 fucking minutes.
I was so...
Dan's been autistic for 40 years.
I was so like quite quiet about coming out initially because of exactly that.
You weren't quiet to us.
No, I wasn't quite. Oh, because you're my friends who I trust. Oh,
coming with a rainbow flag, glitter and shit.
You're actually able to be quiet.
Yeah, you liar.
I can show you how to be quiet. If you want.
No, you can't.
What are you doing with that ball bag?
Give me a pillow.
Put that away.
Give me a pillow and some glue.
Hey man,
you're a rock star.
Anyway, talking of tricks, the witch, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I like it. I fucks with it. So
we've been calling for about 2 hours.
Having said what I said about the death of the author and interpretations of text, I am just going to explain to you
Before you get into another monologue.
Yeah.
I just got to say, so I was watching some interviews with Robert Eggers earlier.
Yeah.
And the story beats for this film are The Shining. He took basically the idea of The Shining and made The Witch.
Great.
So if you think
that's why you don't like it, Dan.
If you think of the beats of the film, it's exactly the same. So you've got the family have to pack up and leave.
Fuck, that's cool. Yeah. Now I'm like replaying the film in my head. That's Oh.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even down to the old hag when you think about it.
Yeah. Oh, Robert.
Great. So it was just a rip-off of another film.
I mean, it wasn't a rip-off because you didn't get it.
No, but if that's what it
is. And I didn't get it.
Okay, so death of the author, interpretation, all that jazz. This was another one of those films that touched upon stuff we've spoken about before. I think it was only me that was a little religious lad.
I grew up zero religious.
So to give you the super fucking cliff notes, like, go listen back to previous episode of the podcast. Is every episode still up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So go do that.
Don't listen to the first one.
It really gets good around 48.
Season 2.
Yeah, wait, what episode are we on now? It gets good around 100. Then drops off at 102.
And then back up.
So was basically a youth pastor, played in like church band, and then denounced God.
Did you do it really dramatically? Did you walk outside the church, rip off your cross, drop to your knees, and scream, "I renounce thee, God"?
I wish I had. No, it was very quiet, very subtle. Actually, I just kind of one day I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I always wore this cross, and I was like, this doesn't feel right anymore. So I took it off and just kind of left it in a drawer, and that was kind of it. And then I like when spoilers, my dad died.
No,
I know, it's crazy, right?
You should be telling me your dog died as well. Like, fucking hell, I don't know if I could take that.
You're a Christian up until then.
No,
because that was only a few years ago.
Yeah, no. But I was kind of agnostic at that point, so I was like, I think there's something out there, but. Literally watching a man die.
So this is where I have a problem. Like, I don't mind and almost get people thinking there's something out there and having a. It's when they start really trying to pigeonhole everything. Right, you're a Christian because of X, Y. I like some of Buddha. I like some of like the Muslim stuff. I like some of Christianity. Like other parts of it sucks fucking ass. And there is no.
It's that tribal thing. Human beings seek tribes.
Yeah,
we need to be part of a.
So you like thing. You sort of like Buddha. Like Buddha light.
I mean, he's cuddly as fuck.
I can't believe it's not Buddha.
You idiot.
Yeah, I didn't. Do you know what? I didn't even. I didn't even know about religion.
Ouch.
Until school, when we were singing dumb fucking hymns.
Oh, I fucking hated that.
And I'm still not sure I knew what religion was. Like, I heard the God thing banded around a bit, but didn't really pay much attention to it.
You sound like a fucking. Like old Western prospector. I heard that God thing banded about for a
while. Well,
bit,
boy.
I don't believe in no God. I just believe in the cold, hard stone that I mine out of this dang hill.
Seriously? I am actually a lot like that. Yeah.
Seriously, in this half light, when you did that, I almost saw like your redneck American cousin.
Yeah, boy. Sorry, American listeners.
I'm not.
We're not insulting them.
I'd love to be a redneck, but not like a racist, but like a
no, I wasn't
a proper redneck.
Yeah, I wasn't being like derogatory.
Because rednecks get a shitty reputation, but in actual fact, that's just what they like the mountain folk call themselves. Like
the mountain folk. You're not selling it.
So you
want to
be like the hills have eyes.
No. Like the people that like, you know, they feel like they're outside of society a little bit, and like self-sufficient and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I mean, they do some cool stuff, like as far as building, like getting stuff done. They don't rely on like the man, the systems, and all that bollocks. So good for
and
them.
And they hate the government. I hate the fucking government.
I fucking hate our government right now.
Do you like murder? So do we. Crimes Like These is a UK-based true crime podcast with me, SJ, and my fellow co-hosts, Paul and Sam. Here's a preview of what to expect.
Collectively labelled as a deviant sociopath. That's
like some sort of, that's so sinister. Marvel film name.
Like an evil villain. They always do, though, don't they? They always look normal.
Not always. Jeffrey Dahmer didn't look normal. Sorry, Jeffrey D.
She's going to get defensive now. We need to watch out.
Check us out on Twitter at CrimesLike and Instagram at CrimesLikeThese. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, this film is an allegory of original sin. It's although the original sin in this sense is fucking questionable, but I think maybe that's the whole point. Maybe the whole point of the film is that
Eggers said he wanted to make a Puritan's nightmare, basically.
Yeah.
So nightmare and dream. So where they were in like the village and like the powers and everything, then they were shunned, like the old Mormons,
or like the Garden of Eden. Yeah, the original sin happened, and they were kicked out of Eden.
Yeah, there are. They do talk about apples a fair bit, and then that guy, the kid,
Yeah. Drops Snow White on everybody.
I forgot my point.
Well, it's like my wife said, the way she's, if you listen to what they're saying, they were actually kicked out of the village for being too religious.
Yeah,
because he's saying, I listen to God, not a council of man.
The pure gospel,
It's like, you're so pious that you won't bow to anything, and you're putting all your faith in God. And it's like, when he's talking to Caleb as they're hunting, he's like, what are your sins? Like, you wake up and you're a sinner, you're born, you're a sinner. It's only God decides if you're not. And it's like, fuck living like that.
Oh, man.
No, yeah exactly.
That's why I said to Duffy, fuck living in those times. Fuck it.
You have a lovely head of hair, though.
No, I probably still would have been bald. I probably wouldn't have lived this long.
I was going to say, that's witchcraft. They would have burned you.
I'm surprised I'm alive now, back then.
Because that's the other thing as well. Robert Eggers said he wanted this to have worked without the witch also. So it wasn't like fully rested on the witch story. Like if you took the witch out entirely, the film still would have could have worked in the same exact
way.
You guys made no fucking sense.
You guys watched The Crucible or read The Crucible? No. Oh, so like great film. You should watch The Crucible. It was also a play written by Arthur Miller, and Arthur Miller wrote it during the middle of McCarthyism, which was basically when everybody was being outed in inverted commas as a communist, and it was like, you're a fucking communist, and that people were getting kicked out of their political parties. They were getting like societally like forced out.
It's like the Salem specifically, like the witch hunts, it's almost like they're cyclical, because you had like the witch hunts in the 1600s and then the communist hunts later on, and then what we got now, we've got the bigger hunts. I don't know.
Just cunts,
just
basically.
The everything hunts.
But the thing is, like, the Salem witch trials are a really good thing for religion.
Hippies
like,
in the 60s.
It's like, basically, you could accuse a woman of anything and attribute it to witchcraft because there's, like, under religion.
They're
like, just drown her. Yeah.
Let's face it, like, it's just easier to call her a witch than go for a divorce.
Yeah.
Life was cheap then, especially women's lives.
Yeah. Oh, because, and half of it was because of religion. And it's like, oh, just don't,
Well, it's all because of religion.
There was a book, and a fucking I should remember what it was called. It was it translates to like hammering the death of witchcraft or something like that. It's something Maleficum, written by a German author in around that time, the late 1600s, which is like the premier tome for finding witches and hunting them out. Are you being the Joe Rogan guy looking it up?
No, I was just looking up my notes.
Okay.
Because I forgot what I'd written.
And it was crazy shit. It was like, oh, is the woman in your life like wearing her hair slightly differently? It's witchcraft. She's trying to seduce someone.
Yeah.
You're like, is she cooking differently? Yeah, it's witchcraft.
I mean, to be fair, you get most of that shit on social media now as well, right?
Yeah, you do, yeah. Witch hunts all over social media.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So a lot of the witch trials, there's a theory that there was a mould called ergot, which grew on crops.
Oh wow!
Because they had no like insecticide, no like any kind of anything. So there was this I think it's like a fungus called ergot, and basically a lot of people were often tripping balls on ergot, and that's why the witch trials sort of came about.
Yeah. See, that's interesting, because when I was watching this film, because I'll be honest, I didn't like it either then. I was watching it, and I personally think this would have been a better film if you took, and it's funny you should say what the director said, if you took all the witch out of it.
There wasn't much fucking witch in it.
Yeah, but get rid of all that, the thing, is it a witch, or it is a witch, and then just, like, basically, don't call it a witch, call it, like, Black Phillip, and just have it, is it, do it more of a group hysteria, psychological
snigger.
I fucking love Black Phillip. I love him so much.
I do. You know,
just a naughty little goat.
You know,
he's
the dad,
great.
His name I can't remember, he's in fucking everything, Finchie.
Yeah.
Bloody good rep.
Finchie.
Sam, no, not Sam, William, in the film.
Yeah, in the film, William. Yeah. He actually put the actor in hospital, Black Phillip.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because that goat was, you couldn't train it.
Nope, none of the animals.
Yeah.
He said the only animal that did what it was supposed to do was the hare. Yeah. Everything
else
was a fucking nightmare. Yeah. Oh, the dog, yeah, you didn't mention
it. It was called
it's kind of standard with a dog, isn't it?
I don't know, actually, I remember the scene, like, I think... Was it Black Phillip, did you say?
Yeah.
He's messing around. One of the chickens gets spooked. Like, with the kids and that. One of the chickens gets spooked, and then the dog's like, whoa, I'm after that. And then, like, they disappear off camera, and God only knows what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I think we know what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken nuggets for everybody.
Yeah, so it's like you were saying about the growth on the corn. That's what I would have preferred this film to be, is, like, it's all in their heads, it's all paranoia, it's all... Yeah, and just get rid of the witch. It might not have been a witch.
I mean, you can argue that it is.
Yeah, but the fact they put the witch in the scenes...
I would argue, like, it isn't, because they don't fucking exist.
Yeah, but you can say that about literally any horror film.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, take away the
you
whole...
You love the Paranormal Activity films. Ghosts don't fucking exist.
Yeah, but nothing happens in that either, really. Right until up until the
film. Yeah, but that's what makes
film.
It good.
The yeah, book, exactly.
The book was called The Malleus Maleficarum, and it wasn't the late 1600s, it was 1486. But, yeah, it was like the thing about witchcraft. And it was just like, yeah. Is a woman doing something slightly different? Drown her. She dead. She was a witch. She alive. Also a witch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was...
Drown her harder.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Drown hard. We can't even say, bloody Americans. Because they're fucking English.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to own that one, I'm afraid.
Is it my understanding that the reason people left England, the Puritans... left England because they were like, you're not Christianing hard enough.
Yeah, kind of.
We're going on boats to be better Christians over here.
Yeah.
That's fucking mad.
They wanted to create a Puritan state. That was the...
Yeah.
That's why America's built on religion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah. And why everybody, any American, always says they're, like, religious. They always say, oh, I'm a Catholic. I'm, like, Christian. But they never go to church or anything.
So what's Australia built on then?
Us.
It's convicts.
Yeah. Convicts.
It's convicts.
Yeah, no.
That's
the
other side of the coin.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was kind of thinking. I'm like, we shipped those fuckers off over there. Those fuckers went over there. And then we're not doing so good either. So
they got better weather. We got less creatures. You know, Austin sent a video of a koala bear attacking a kid.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? I thought they were high all the time. Right? Is that what happens when they're not high?
I reckon she must have took its... like eucalyptus off it. She was holding out on that koala and it fucking went ape shit and killed her.
Killed her?
Oh, it killed her.
Oh, yeah. Koala bears are fucking vicious.
Yeah, no doubt.
It didn't kill her.
Oh.
But they are vicious.
Your face.
I was like, oh my God.
Why the fuck would I watch a video of a fucking koala killing a kid? It just grabs hold of her leg and chucks her on the floor and aggressively jumps on top of her and all the adults grab it and get it off.
That's the origin of the drop bear.
Yeah. I bet Austin's out there right now committing crimes.
Fighting them. Fighting koalas.
Yeah, he's just out there committing crimes.
You rebel, Austin. Why? Why would you do that?
I hope it's white collar crimes.
It's crimes on iron. He sent a nude. Austin's not weird, other listeners, by the way.
Austin's the best.
Yeah. We talk about Austin a lot. We love Austin. But also, let's give a shout out to Luke Riddell. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name.
That's how much you love him.
I do love him. He's been listening right
from
the start.
And
man,
Kate D. Film Geek.
Yeah, Kate D. Film Geek too. Because these people interact all the time. And
who else? Who else is like in our...
Lilla Bug or Leanne. Yep, she always listens.
What I found was interesting was the pagan idea of the witch is a triple goddess, which mirrors obviously the triumvirate of
ask SJ, she knows power. Her area.
Hecate.
Bless you.
Hecate or Hecate. The triple aspect goddess, which is the crone, the maiden, and the someone's gonna fucking shout at me. The crone, the maiden, and the mother. And you see all of them throughout the film, and you're like, is this what I thought was interesting is it one witch? Is it a coven?
Yeah, it was a coven because at the end they're all there.
But are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but this is my point. Like, is this just a triple aspect or the whatever aspect?
No.
Split?
I don't think so.
You think it's just a local coven of witches?
Yeah. Because another
the
thing.
The end just gets ridiculous. Like, what the fuck is all that floating about?
I love it. It kind of reminded me of Hereditary in that way.
Yeah.
Do you know where that comes from? The flying and the broomsticks thing? I must have spoke about this on this podcast before.
You probably, but I've got this like ability to just go.
That should be our new segue.
So brooms used to be built with like a handle in the middle, so that you could give it a proper two-handed sweep.
Makes sense.
And what women, usually pagan women, would do is they would put a special ointment on that knobbly bit and then whoik.
I mean, the girl's got to do what the girl's got to do.
And they'd absorb the whatever. Wood. Probably shrooms.
Is that where the term wood comes from?
I don't know.
I bet it is.
But they would absorb it through their vaginas, which is a quick way to absorb it. Chinos. and then you would trip balls, so they think they were flying. So that idea of witches flying on broomsticks is because it was real women tripping balls.
I don't think you've mentioned this actually, because this doesn't feel like
I've heard that.
Yeah. And it's where like a lot of the romantic art of witches come. There's a fucking fantastic.
What was Harry Potter doing then?
Being a dickhead mostly.
He was a teenage boy. What do you think?
Why is Harry Potter the worst character in Harry Potter?
Because he's a fucking spoiled little rich kid.
God,
he's annoying,
isn't he?
Spoiled rich kid.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of is actually. Yeah.
Yeah. His parents left him fucking a million.
Oh, yeah, he's rich. Yeah.
He's never had to. As the minute. Whoa, all right. He lived under the stairs. Oh, fuck. Whatever. The minute he becomes a wizard. Oh, by the way, you're a wizard. You can do what you want. Also, you've got protection from any evil because of your fucking mother's love.
Yeah. And also.
And, by the way, you're a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, and also, he's a total cunt to literally everyone that tries to help.
Yes.
True.
I love Harry Potter. I love the Harry Potter franchise, but okay. I fucking hate Harry Potter.
The character.
But I do like Daniel Radcliffe.
Very short man.
He's not in The Witch.
No, but somebody who is...
Anya Taylor-Joy, who's fucking incredible, by the way. I was confused at the accent because I always thought she was American. And her nationality is listed as British American. And then I thought, shit.
I always thought she was British.
Yeah, I don't know what her accent is then. I guess it must be British.
It's the Statham School of American.
Yeah, but I mean, if she is American, that accent was fucking flawed.
She ain't. She's British.
Leeds accent? Fucking hell. I can't see an American pulling that off. Well, maybe some of them.
No.
I'm trying to think who's good at accents. Oh,
none of them.
Me.
I love watching an American try and do an English accent. It's hilarious.
Or an Englishman trying to do an American accent.
I don't know. We can kind of do it because I can't. I don't even get like asked me to do any stupid accents because I'm used to it.
Me too. I can't do any.
Or they're wildly racist.
Yeah, exactly.
I really enjoy it.
Let me ask a question. What didn't you like about it? Joking aside.
Good question.
The flow, like... I didn't feel like I understood what was going on or what the intentional message or unintentional message was.
There's absolutely no message.
Exactly. Like, for me, the first half an hour, 40 minutes, was boring as fuck because it was just... I didn't get anything out of it. Nothing happened. There was nothing to get me. I got no investment in the characters or anything. There was nothing for me.
The soundtrack was irritating as fuck.
I loved it. It's not like I'd sit and listen to it. It's not one of those soundtracks. But the score is fucking so affecting.
I might have enjoyed the score then, because I don't even remember hearing it.
It works so incredibly well with the film.
It's so shrill to me.
Because it's got... The whole film's got this this feeling of dread. It's a dreadful film.
It is dreadful.
It is a dreadful, yeah.
No, I mean...
I didn't get that from it. As I said, I think the trouble with me is, as I said, what I would have preferred. And I was sitting there just watching the film thinking, I would have preferred this film.
Well, that's probably your problem.
And that was probably my problem with it. Don't get me wrong, I respect like the doing it with the old worldy. It's all language from the time. And the way I respect what he was doing with it, but... Nah, it just weren't for me.
See, I liked the language because sometimes I find if they're making like an historical drama and they're just speaking and they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just find that so like.
I don't because
it takes me out of it.
I didn't live in the time, like, so I can't. I'm not then watching them going, well, actually, they would have spoke like this and this is how they were. I'm just watching it because of the content and what they're saying. All I want to understand the dialect.
It just feels like a good example actually is Sharp. Like, have you seen Sharp?
Yeah.
With Sean Bean. Like the language and the dialogue in that, they've kind of put some oldie ways of speaking in it, but it's mostly, you know, normal English.
Yeah, I'm alright.
But
with
it's
that.
Just it's a better way of doing it. But I hate it when they're just talking normal in like a period drama. You know, like,
oh, mate,
people didn't speak like that. Like,
all right, cuz.
Language.
You see, Mr. Darcy, he's looking fucking fine.
Language has evolved, like it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd thank fucking God too.
Yeah.
But it's evolved. Like
It will continue to.
Yeah, it will always be.
Of course, it will. I'm not saying that, and I don't not appreciate that. That's how they spoke, but we don't speak like that anymore. And I've then got to try and decipher what the fuck they're saying. Busting the cap.
No, busting. No cap.
Yeah, it's that Riz, isn't it?
For real.
Oh, fuck's sake.
IYK.
Yeah. See, language, in fact, that's a prime example how language has changed already in my lifetime.
Yeah, oh, several times.
Oh, God.
I've got no fucking idea what the kids are talking about now. Period. I've got no idea what you're talking about half the time.
Yeah, me either.
It's because I speak in tongues.
I was pointing to a mic, by the way.
For me... For me, this is actually a film about Black Phillip.
Yeah.
This is actually a film about Satan versus God. And Satan winning. This is about Satan winning one. And the reason Satan wins is in the most... I'm going to quote the film. Delicious way. because the whole point of this family was like, well, actually, we fucking love God even more than you cunts. And then they all went, all right, go on then. Off you go. You're so fucking pious about it. Go out there, see what happens. And what happened was... They all fucking died, and then one of them got taken by the Dark Lord.
That's even
worse.
Hell
to the yes.
Effectively, she kind of got all of them.
That's even worse because then, like, the film isn't about the witch.
And this is what I'm saying: they should cut the witch and just called it Black Phillip and had it about the goat.
The witch is a delivery service.
Yeah. Also, the reason it's called The Witch is because not only is the film about
what
like that. Era of time, 1630, is it?
Yeah, 1630. Yeah.
So 1630, when the witch hunts and like all the bullshit religion. I forgot my fucking.
You're doing well today. You got your droopy mic.
Fuck me.
I fixed that, by the way. No, sorry, just tried your mic out.
I nearly got it there, didn't I? Don't talk. Fuck it.
Oh, right. Okay.
hang on, because I'm going to get it.
Go on.
Oh, fuck. What did I say before? Because it was set in 1630. It was written, the film, as like a folklore kind of fantasy, but a lot of the things that happened within the family, probably not the murders, but the conversations and things, were all taken from journals and diaries from the time.
Yeah.
So some of the dialogue in the film is taken directly from those journals and diaries. So I think that's why it's probably called The Witch, other than the fact there's a kind of a witch in it, we think.
It really does like sort of explore the seven deadly sins, and in sort of some really interesting.
Yeah, it gets a little uncomfortably close to incesticide.
Yeah,
yeah.
Incesticide.
That's a band.
Incest. It's an album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's no other women around. He's got this burgeoning sexuality, and he's not fucking happy about it. Oh. Yeah, it's fucking grim.
You know, when I was walking away from like the village, that's what I thought immediately. Those two kids have got two options. Oh. Lifelong virgin or incest.
Fuck a bear.
Although, I'm sure it was probably quite common back then.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, how annoying were those two twins?
Very.
Although one bit they did find really funny, if you notice when Caleb and Thomason went into the woods and the parents were looking for him, did you notice that the two twins were tied to the fence?
Yeah, yeah. And that Y-shaped rope.
Yeah.
Do you know it's because it was a rope? He was like, hello, what's this?
That's a why not. That's a why not.
Yeah. I guess that's a 16-gauge hemp-furred rotating... Yeah.
I can't get into this film. That rope only turned up in 1640. What a fucking joke.
Yeah. And also, other bits of this film just left me confused. Like, when she climbed into the grave, and then it just cut to the next scene, I'm like, did he bury her? Did she bury her? Like, and it just, I was just wondering, like, what the fuck had happened there until I'd see her again. I'm like, oh, so he didn't bury her. All right, okay. What? And it just, yeah.
There is some very jarring moments where you're like...
Oh, baby pulp.
As I called it, baby lotion.
Yeah, that is jarring.
Yeah,
that's another reason it kind of made me think of Hereditary. It has a very similar vibe.
It does, but at least Hereditary has a bit more content, something to keep you going, like the kid smashing his face into the deck. Like, there is stuff to keep you interested, whereas again, the first half an hour, you're just like, nothing's happened. What's going on?
But that, it did keep me interested. It does keep me interested because I love the atmosphere of this film. It's so dark and like, it makes you uncomfortable. Like, so few horror films really get to me in any real way.
Yeah.
But films like this, like Hereditary did the same thing. Like, it has that unease. But
this fucking possum made me feel that
possum
way.
Possum makes you feel like that.
But that's why
Midsommar
I like,
as well.
That's why I like Paranormal Activity, Midsommar. Because it's how it makes me feel. Like, I'm sitting there on edge because you know.
Yeah,
but it actually has a lot in common with Paranormal Activity. Like, most of you said yourself earlier,
nothing happens.
Well, no.
Yeah, and I like them too. I'm not.
But I don't think. I think for that reason, I don't get that feeling from these films in the same way you do, and that's probably why I don't get that enjoyment.
I think what it might be is with. Paranormal Activity, you don't know what's going on. Whereas with this, where they were going, oh, it was a witch. No, it wasn't. It was a wolf. It's a witch. It's a wolf. It's a witch. No, us as a viewer know it's a witch.
It's in the fucking title.
Because it's in the title. But also, you see it. Whereas if she just went peekaboo and it was gone, and she's like, where the fuck is it? And then cuts to the net back to the family, and it's like, well, was it a wolf? Was it a witch? Are the family mental? This is what I'm saying. Cut the witch out.
I find that simple scene so effective.
Oh, it's very effective, but the fact that it cuts to the woman running through the woods with the baby, it's like, oh, well, it was a witch. It wasn't.
Can I?
But then baby pulp.
Yeah.
Will you stop saying that?
Sorry, we'll use baby lotion.
No.
Can I ask why you are so... Because normally you're quite critical of this stuff.
Let me just quickly, how did you watch this film?
I sat down.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I get what he's meaning. I just kind of watched it, really.
What was the time of day?
Last night. I watched it last night in the evening.
Okay.
Did you set up the light in?
No.
What?
Did you light some candles?
How
did
you watch films?
Some...
Like some sort of peasant? With the big light on?
No, because my big light doesn't work. I've still got my Christmas lights up to illuminate the room. So it was like red, blue, green and yellow flashy lights.
This is enough of me. Cheers, weird revelations.
By the way, not to date this episode recording because we're trying to like not do that, but this is like mid January. Cheers, like yeah, I got my Christmas light. Like, it's not even mid January; it's late January.
It's like, well, I had to leave the tree up. Well, it would have been weird.
No,
tree's
in the back garden.
He planted his plastic tree for next year.
It's a real tree. In fact, because of the storm, it's further down the garden than where I
thought. Oh, that's a fucker. That thing.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I was watching it a bit quickly, but yeah, I couldn't get into it.
How did you watch it?
I've
on
tried.
My phone.
No.
While I was working.
I tried multiple. Yeah, that's how I ended up watching it. But multiple times. A while back, I tried watching it. Never. It just, I couldn't do it. I turned it off. I'm like, I have to watch something else. It's not getting me. And then last night at the hotel, tried again before.
Oh, show off?
No, really. Was it Leicester?
Yeah, no show off there.
I used to hang out quite regularly around that area. Yuckers.
Okay, is that why there's little mics walking around?
Just really strong babies.
Little buns.
Oh, that's why there were so many junkies in that park.
And then today I had to watch it whilst like in the background doing work. So yeah, I appreciate. Entirely not the best scenario for
you. You must really hate the thought of that hot sauce.
I was so close to calling it and saying, if the hot sauce is out of date, what is the next?
I'm just to buy some more hot sauce.
Some time's passed now. I'm still willing to use the hot sauce again. If that comes up, I didn't buy it. Yeah, because like I go to town when I watch a film, I set it up. So I had the candles on and like lighting just right, and the wind was blowing a mission outside. Yeah, yeah. And fucking wax, but yeah, sure. Had the wax burner.
The soil wax.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just atmosphere for me as well. Atmosphere is massive. But I mean, I saw it at the cinema. I loved it there as well.
I think
more than 50% of the audience did not love it, and there were like 10, 12 people walked out of the cinema periodically throughout the film. And at the end, it was only me and Duffy and two other people left there.
As the credits rolled, you stood up and clapped.
Yeah, I thought, there in silence.
Yeah, I might have said before, my wife was the only one in her screening of that film.
But no one else was in there.
No one else was in there at all.
I nearly got that for Blade Runner 2049.
And it finished God midnight. So literally finished about 12:30. She said that she was the only one left in the cinema. There's all these staff just standing there like, fuck off.
No, fuck off, man. I've paid money for this.
Yeah.
It finished at the witching hour. That's so cool. I love shit like that. I really fucking enjoyed it. What I want to understand is why you're so adamant about, like, oh yeah, the witch is 100% real and it's not just mass hysteria. Because, yeah, the baby gets taken. Oh, it was a wolf. It was a witch. Like, just because we see the baby being mulched.
No, I tell exactly why I think. And I'm not saying it is the case. I think is because you see the witch independently of the family.
Yeah.
So you don't always see her through...
Interesting.
What's her name? Thomasin.
Thomasin.
Yeah.
So you don't always see her through Thomasin's eyes. You see her independently of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By herself.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I believe... The text is it's fucking red, like the witches exist, and it's mostly about Black Phillip, Satan, being like, hey,
yeah, I think he just planted himself there as kind of an inside man in a sense,
yeah,
just to, you know, fight with them,
yeah,
and obviously to pollute the kids as well,
yeah, because that's what I mean. It would have been better as a more subtle, like, he's infecting them in the background of the film, whereas it was more because they were on the screen. It was like, oh no, it's the witch infecting them. Witch infected them. Whereas if it was more like the family going more insane and more mad or more paranoid against each other, and then it's sort of like you sort of notice the twins a bit more going, oh no, it's Black Phillip, and then suddenly he reveals himself.
The thing is,
I think would have been better.
For me, it was subtle because, all right, you saw the boy seduced by the witch,
yeah,
and whatever, he was possessed or whatever. So you knew she'd kind of directly got him, but you didn't see the kids being influenced by Black Phillip. They said it a couple of times, but you never witnessed it yourself. Not until...
Yeah.
Black Phillip speaks to Thomasin at the end. So the only other time is when he obviously tears those kids to pieces. So.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like where Thomasin scares Mercy and then she starts accusing Thomasin of being a witch. Now, was it more, you know, would have been cooler, is it Black Phillip getting her, or is it because she's scared
she
of Thomasin?
Yeah, she said Black Phillip had told her that. And it was all to pollute and turn the family against each other because that's the devil's greatest trick.
Yeah. Right?
Actually, that's convincing the world he doesn't exist.
How weird.
Yes.
You know, in the story of Adam and Eve, the Bible doesn't say at any
actually,
point
no.
that any other that any other animal could talk at that point. So they're just in the Garden of Eden, just enjoying all the animals.
And
chilling.
Snake
and then this snake's
up.
Like, hey, you want to eat that apple? And neither of them are like, whoa, hang on. Could they always... Gods? Could they always do this? And God will be like, oh, no, that's... Lucy, come on, fuck off.
They're be like, yeet.
Yeah.
He didn't
flick him like a rubber band. Boing.
Like, she didn't give you an apple, right?
No. Why are you wearing clothes then? No reason. Just cold, innit? In the Garden of Eden. Yeah.
He's like, look, I'll give up my soul. I want a cardigan. Sorry.
Nobody wants a cardigan.
And God's like, get your fucking clothes back off. People are paying £15 a month for this.
You fucking bitch.
What's that? What's happening?
Dan's upsetting me.
Why is Dan upsetting you? What's wrong? What's wrong?
I said nobody's going to want a cardigan.
Oh.
Now I feel upset.
Oh. You offended?
Yeah.
And one thing I didn't get was
Dan
the canceled? Time scale at the start of the film.
Fuck you, man. You've assaulted me now.
Yeah. Go on.
But like, they left the village with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they've managed to build a barn, a house.
Oh, yeah, they left the village with a trailer full of shit.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have not noticed. But yeah, but the house.
My trailer piled high because I thought that can't be safe.
It's right, actually, I did some extra long blinks through it as well.
Just resting, right? Yeah. Yeah, they took loads of shit with them.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
And also, plus, in those days, everyone could build a house.
Yeah. That's true. If you couldn't build a house, you ain't surviving.
You're fucked. If you can't fucking farm and build shit, you're done.
So could I, lads. You know, I've played enough Minecraft.
You play Farmville.
Yeah, punch a few trees, the wood comes out. You
Farmville and Minecraft. House. What else do you need in life?
Oh, exactly.
I've never played either.
Maybe if I play them long enough, I can build myself a wife. Father! So, get it watched.
No.
No. I mean, it's obviously a get it watched for me as well.
Leave it out.
Yeah, don't bother.
So, it's got to be in the middle. It's got to be
a go. 2 weeks in a row we have split decision.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Any closing statements? I was just being glib, but like any closing statements?
Again. Just briefly. Like, I think all the performances were fucking
amazing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Brilliant. You know, there's a lot I liked about the film, but I didn't like the film as a whole.
I mean,
I get it. I understand why people wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
In what could have been, and it wouldn't, I say this ignoring who the director was, in what could have been very campy and what could have been played for, everyone played it straight as a fucking arrow.
Yeah.
They played it like a fucking peer. That, again, go and watch The Crucible. They're playing it more like less hysterical than The Crucible.
I mean, there's no laughs in this film. There's not even a hint of comedy ever.
Oh, I definitely got no hints of comedy or campiness. Like,
where's the lighthouse? Is funny.
All the like farting.
It's got lots of comedy in it.
The wank shed.
I haven't got the guts to watch it.
I feel
it.
Like I can safely say you would hate this film. You would fucking
I'm
hate it.
I'm fairly certain I've put The Lighthouse in my thing. Oh, I've had a good run. Every time I've got the thing here, I've managed to pick like a film for me recently.
Yeah, it's guess who's not picking this time?
Yeah, you ain't picking this week.
Why?
Actually, one thing as well.
Hang on, always pick them.
That's
been my job.
Somehow you're fucking...
Yeah, but you... No, actually, I've picked some, and the ones I've picked have come out have been really good.
You're fucking talking about
the ones
your
you've
ass.
Picked have been shit. I'm pretty sure we could go
you're
back through the list and go through the podcast, and the ones that I've picked have been good. The ones you picked are always your films are shit.
All right, fine. No, go on. I'm going to the Amazon.
You're picking tonight's one.
Okay. Yeah, one thing before we leave, like when Caleb just before he dies, like that's a very long soliloquy to go from completely comatose.
Good fucking work.
Yeah. What? Swish.
You know, delivers that massive.
All net.
And then just dies. It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I love that.
That was a good little performance. I'll give him give him his juice for a kid actor.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Not only has he got to deal with the dialect,
and then just lay flat and then not breathe.
And then have his head grabbed and shook and also. I was watching, I'm like, yeah, you're going to fuck up. No, you didn't.
No, he was good.
You look dead.
The wife annoys the
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Did Robert Eggers also do The Green Knight?
I believe so, yeah.
Fuck, I've seen that. That's another great film.
Yeah, I need to get on that.
He's all right, you know.
Oh, he's great, yeah. The Lighthouse is...
I fucking love The Lighthouse.
Yeah, I did too.
But
it's not a film I don't need to watch it again for quite some time.
Well, let's hope Cheer doesn't pull it out.
I swear to God.
And the film.
I hope he pulls that out.
So where do we go with the reviews on this one? Do we look at the good reviews? Do we look at the bad reviews? Do we have a little mix of both?
Yes, have a little mix because we're mixed.
So get your dildo/broomstick and get ready to
hover over to the jungle.
Hover over to that wonderful place where the idiots reside, known as the Amazon jungle. Hang on. Keep breathing.
What's that, a sheep?
Like to live goat sheep.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I forgot goats do that as well. I was thinking, why is he doing a sheep?
I love goats just purely for that reason.
Goats have got such weird eyes.
Yeah,
three.
Have.
Not a cell phone in sight. People just living in the moment. The vowel. As in wow, but...
Nice. Like that.
Nice.
Jay Clare says, keep you guessing right till the end. Thank you.
And then,
Dan guessing how much time's left. Yeah.
Black Phillip really is that bitch, isn't he?
I thought so.
Siggy says, wait for it. A great film. Well researched with Mancunian accents.
No, they're Leeds.
As would be appropriate. And biblical based dialect. This is a slow burning piece of folk horror. A family leaves and then it's just a fucking explanation. An excellent piece of psychodrama.
Psycho.
Ugh. We've all had a bit of that, haven't we, lads?
When you circle small, but you're all crazy.
Yeah. Why are you getting these like weird comments from?
Letterboxd.
Yo, this shit crazy.
Why the fucketh?
Someone's angry. Blunderer. Total bleh.
Have you found my review?
It could have been a real winner. After indeterminable mumblings and mutterings into beards, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And unremitting woe and grimness, again, what we do. The party finally gets going, only to go nowhere at all until the weary and apparently historical finish. Yes, we all know about the witch hunts of the 1600s and the overriding superstitious religious nonsense of those weird eras, but this was just dreary. With the strangest effort at tasteful witchery I've seen, so that nothing came from a hint of nastiness in the woods. Nothing, entirely without imagination, and a shrieking soundtrack, presumably from a coven choir. Dear, oh dear. Anyone who could decipher the miserable mutterings into discernible actual dialogue, go to the top of the class. The rest of us, it was double Dutch throughout. Get some elocution, for God's sake, or leaving the acting career and go to the sea.
Go to the sea.
Go to the sea. Miss Kaz says, I'd give this nonsense film 0 stars if it was an option. Awful film, terrible storyline, script and acting. Made no sense and nothing was explained. And I mean absolutely nothing. Save your money and 90 minutes of your life. Avoid.
Do you know the funny thing? When we went to watch this last night, because Duffy didn't want to watch it, she said, oh, it's about 3 hours long, though, isn't it?
Feels like it.
Interesting.
No, it's an hour and 32 minutes.
Steve says, didn't enjoy this film. After a slow start, we gave up 20 minutes in.
Oh, that's like everyone in the cinema.
That was nearly me.
Best coming-of-age film ever.
recommendations.
Yeah, I got one.
Go on.
Straight in there.
So there's a new true crime documentary, showing 3 parts. On Netflix called American Nightmare.
Yeah. It's not about Cody Rhodes, wrestler.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what it's about, but it's fucking insane.
Okay.
It's one of the craziest true crime documentaries I've ever seen.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really fucking good.
Cheer.
One on a TV series on Disney Plus called Extraordinary. It's basically, it's set in Britain. Everyone, when they turn 18, gets a superpower. But it's about this girl who hasn't got a superpower yet. Yeah, but it's not all good ones. Like, well, one of the characters can 3D print anything out of his ass to give you the level of humour.
Why are you saying that's not good?
and they're like mystery men.
How slowly?
Where that invisible woman can only be invisible when no one's looking at her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be able to shit out a great Deadpool mask.
How would you? Is it made of shit, though?
No. Oh. No, it's plastic.
But how long are you...
What is she like the plastic as a strand real... into? Where does she load the plastic strand
into? Why is it
into?
No,
it's a bloke.
What? Yeah, you just presumed it was a she.
You just like watching girls shit,
I thought
you
said she.
Creep.
No. The main character, no, this is another character, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so I don't want to say too much because it gives all the powers are quite funny.
Where does he or she load the string?
They don't.
It's a superpower. It's the same reason as fucking...
They're just... So, like, not only can they print with their ass, but they also supply the material.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not shit.
No.
It's like the plot of My Hero Academia.
I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's
fuck
it's,
off with your anime.
It's really funny.
Every week with anime.
Jesus Christ.
God damn. Go home to your fucking body pillow. Weirdo.
I can't. My bedroom's flooded.
With jizz.
No body pillow for me. Just a sad wank.
It's just now damp on the floor.
Damper.
That was an anime reference. I'm very impressed. Very impressed with you. Honestly,
you're going to dye your hair green any day now.
He's going to come and shoot screen Goku and like float. Yeah.
I'm going to come in one day.
With
and
his
then
Pikachu
just,
backpack.
I'm just going to come in one day and be like, Nanda desu ka, Ikonoha. Yeah, you said it. And you'll be like, what? And I'll only speak in Japanese.
Just start carrying a samurai sword around. Yeah. Just in case ninja assassins try and take
you. I'll never have it on me until I'll just keep producing it out of nowhere.
You won't be able to soon. There's a new law coming in getting rid of zombie knives and swords, so make the most of it now.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yes. What do you do with existing ones?
Oh, I don't know.
Give it to your friend. Hello. I'll look after it. Wink. My recommendation, I've probably already recommended this band because I've been fucking obsessed with them for about 2 months now. So sorry if I have already, but watching The Witch made me go and listen to it a fucking again. But the band Green Lung, it's like pagan rock. And the latest album came out in November. It's called A Journey into a Cult Albion, but it might not be called that. It might be called This Heathen Land. It might be called both of those things. Go and check them out on Spotify. It's like modern day Black Sabbath, but they definitely worship the devil. It's fucking great. Cool. And every song's a banger.
I mean, I lean more towards druid rock, but oh, I'll have a go at this. Yeah,
it might not be entirely. There's a song called Song of the Stones. It's the Song of the Stones.
Well, like it's the best song of all time. It's the song
of songs. No, Song of the
Stones. You know, like Tool are the band of bands.
The band's
like literally every band on earth cites Tool as being an influence. Is that them?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, apparently.
Yeah, thank you.
Go on. Motherfucker. Sorry, last time you were like, I recommend curling up into a ball and yourself to sleep. And it was like, all right.
He's gymmed and pianoed himself into a better place now, though.
It's actually ironic that you say that I'm going to recommend, because I've been listening to loads of self-help books. For anyone who doesn't sleep well, like I didn't, Fast Asleep by Dr. Michael Mosley. I don't know if you've seen him.
Is
on...
Is just a really boring book?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm sure he was. What's his name?
Dr. Michael Mosley. Yeah. He's English.
He goes on about that book all of the time.
What, Fast Asleep?
Yeah. Oh, no, because it might have been a
It's just printed
one
with chloroform. So you open the book,
he's like, hello, my name is Dr. Michael Mosley. Yeah. Welcome to my...
What's it?
Audio
Dr. Michael
Mosley. Anyway, Boss is doing that. So yeah, it's just he's good because he does loads of BBC documentaries and things like that.
Yeah.
So he's quite well known, and he's good because he goes through most of the things that he's talking about himself. So he lives the experience or whatever. He's had insomnia and stuff, and you know, he's given good ways of...
It's a fucker, insomnia.
It's a bastard. Good ways of overcoming it and things like that, but also the science of sleep and things, and how the different like REM sleep is, but the chemistry involved as well, how when you hit the deep sleep it's getting rid of all the
cortisol,
that's the one, yeah, getting rid of all the cortisol,
fucker,
getting rid of all of that, and trying to get all that stuff. So yeah, just really good listen. I'm trying to take the techniques in, seems to be helping. Yeah,
just give me a call, I'll give you a handy.
Yeah, but that I'm trying to, like, I need to calm down, not stimulate.
No,
that's
but
the...
then afterwards you'll feel
it'll finish.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, I'll get you halfway there and be like, all right, mate, later.
It's going to edge you and just fuck off home. Jesus.
Not my section anymore, so I'll just go
come
over
on,
here and go fuck myself.
Come on, cheer. Prove me why we're not cheer.
Mike's all fucking, oh, get that fucking stinking thing away from me, fucking
don't even
slay.
Want it.
Don't want it nowhere near me.
You've already watched this. Possum.
What?
Who the fuck put that in there?
You put possum in there?
I did. I technically haven't watched it. You did the episode.
You're
and
gonna make me watch.
I fucked off to. I think it was in commentary or something at the time.
Oh, this is
you
a were ball.
You absolute wanker.
Oh shit! I'll go watch it.
Yeah.
Ah.
That was the point of you putting it in there, wasn't it?
I was being spiteful. I didn't actually think it through.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Fuck
are
it.
We doing it again?
Possum part two.
Two of you in it.
I guess we'll. Yeah. Sure.
Fuck it.
It's an early it's an early enough episode. Fuck it. Possum Revisited.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Back down the well.
Shot myself in the foot a bit. Joy of joys.
Fuck you, you fuck.
I thought I was being clever and smart, and I was in a different headspace at the time. I'm now regretting it.
I'll say.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
You'll regret it about 10 minutes into
the film. The real horror is cheer watching Possum.
I thought I missed
Dan.
It. I
and
thought
Dan.
I missed it.
Oh, that's not so horrific for him. It's his fault.
So until next time, he's been Paul.
He's been Dan.
He has been Chia.
And he's been Mike.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Hello, you beautiful little chocolate hands. It is the one and only Mike here, from the After Horror podcast. I would really bloody like it if you wrote a little review on iTunes or anywhere where you could write a review.
Wait, this is going on the end of every podcast and this is what you've chosen to do.
Yeah. Can I continue?
Yeah.
You can write it on the side of a bathroom wall if you wanted to. Just wherever people will read it. And on that note, you could tell your friends. All five of your friends will probably want to hear the wonderful stylings of four idiots as they watch horror films and do their best to talk about it, but mostly get sidetracked. You could also go on our social medias at @AfterHorrorPodcast or on Twitter @AfterHorror. And if you're feeling particularly hunty, you could go to our email @AfterHorrorPod@outlook.com. See you later, and keep wearing that sweater. It's really working for you.
There you go.
'Hey, welcome to the After Horror Podcast. With what?
Nothing. It's just you went. Hey, it's like you were buffering.
Yeah. I wasn't entirely sure if you were saying get ready.
I'm gonna cast a go.
And then he got a look of disappointment when I spoke.
Never,
right,
I will
off.
Never feel disappointed right, when
sorry,
you speak.
Let me try that again.
No, that's going on the end.
That's what she
right.
said.
We're gonna do the thing. Let's 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 do the thing.
Back when Mark Wahlberg and Marky Mark, this is how we used to get the party started. We used to mix in with Bacardi Dark, and when it kicks in, you can hardly talk, and by the sick gin, you can probably crawl. Leave us somewhere in the lobby or the hallway wall, and everything's spinning, you're beginning to think. Women are swimming in pink linen again in the sink. Then in a couple of minutes, that bottle of Guinness is finished. You are now allowed to officially slap.
Keep going. Well, the only rap I know is from Sonic Adventure, and it's the rap that Knuckles does. Here we go. Why are you've gone a bit corn with it? I'm just giving you a bit of a baseline. Yeah.